With that last feeling of victory, I slipped into what should have been my final moments. However, I woke up. Specifically, I woke up to a pair of soft brown eyes surrounded by a wrinkled face looking down at me. My first thought was that I'd survived the accident and that this was the grizzled face of my nurse about to tell me how utterly ruined I was.
"Ah, it seems the young master has deemed himself worthy of joining us this morning after all,"
a weathered voice rumbled forth, as what I soon realized was an older gentleman took a step backward.
"Perhaps this will remind the young lord that staying out until the Crimson Goddess's hour of the night was not his wisest pursuit, even if said young master had awakened. You may be a mage now, but that doesn't mean you have the fortitude of a Hydra soul, Master Perth."
Despite his resemblance to a certain Caped Crusader's butler, I somehow knew this man's name was Calburn. And he wasn't a butler. He was Perth's personal servant, a sort of mentor and aide. More importantly, flashes of memory revealed I'd died, bleeding out in the car even as the sirens drew close. But instead of staying 6 feet under, I'd been reborn in a new world, as a noble of all things, and one who could wield magic. A mage lord. I'd won the isekai jackpot. I wouldn't even need to struggle to adapt. All the previous host's memories were there for me to draw on, like a half-remembered wiki article.
"Your young master might not have made the best decisions last night," I admitted, though I wasn't referring to the copious amounts of alcohol he'd consumed.
No. On the evening of awakening his mana, at the prodding of two of his elder brothers, young Master Perth Celius Aranor had decided he'd take part in a dangerous and legally dubious ritual that would summon a soul from another world. A ritual that supposedly would allow him to feed on said soul, to grant himself a rare affinity and greater potential than most wizards could dream of. Turned out, I gave him a bit of indigestion. Even without being conscious, I fought back, his brothers laughing as he writhed on the floor. Not the best of brothers, those. Perth had struggled home alone, in enough pain I actually felt a degree of sympathy for him, despite his attempt to eat my soul. Poor kid really didn't know what he was getting into. My old man might have been a right bastard, but he taught me to never give up. It seemed that had stuck even after I'd died. At some point in the night, I'd eaten Perth's soul instead.